Today we're talking with Ben Holland, and we're going to talk about North Dakota Aquatic Nuisance Species Awareness Week. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Welcome to the program, Ben. Ben, let's talk about this week. Explain that.
Sure. May 15th is North Dakota Aquatic Nuisance Species Awareness Week, proclaimed by Governor Doug Burgum. This week is really designed to raise public awareness about what are aquatic nuisance species and ways to prevent their spread here in North Dakota. So during this week, we'll have many partners with the North Dakota Game and Fish, like Water Resources, DEQ, Ag Department, Tourism, and many other state, federal, and local partners spreading the word about aquatic nuisance species and how to keep them out of our waterways.
Ben, let's take a step back. What are aquatic nuisance species and what species do we have in North Dakota?
Sure. Aquatic nuisance species are non-native plants, animals, or pathogens that affect the ecology of our lake. They can threaten our recreation and economic value of our waterways here in North Dakota. In North Dakota, we're extremely lucky to have as low as 8 aquatic nuisance species, and most of them are limited in their range. We have common carp, silver carp, grass carp, big head carp, we have zebra mussels, we have flowering rush, Eurasian wire milfoil, and curly pondweed.
Why is it so bad to have these in our waterways?
Sure, there's just a wide range of potential ecological effects that they can have on our waterways, anywhere from disrupting the food web to competing with native species for food and habitat. They're very, very, can be potentially hard on water infrastructure, especially zebra mussels. You know, states that have huge zebra mussel infestations spend millions of dollars on prevention and control, especially in their water delivery systems. So it's a huge potential battle for our ecosystems, our recreation here in North Dakota, and our infrastructure.
So what can people do when they leave a boat ramp, or any of the recreational boaters or anglers, what should they do when they leave the ramp to help prevent these from spreading?
Sure. All water users play a role in preventing the spread of aquatic nuisance species here in North Dakota. People that are coming off the water bodies here in North Dakota can do this exact same things our inspectors are doing at lakesides. You can remove all aquatic vegetation, thoroughly inspect your boat for any mud plants or animals. Make sure you pull your plugs on your boats, drain all water out of your live wells, ballast tanks, or any other water storage devices, and then you can thoroughly dry your boat before the next use.
Ben, what's the Game and Fish Department doing to try to make people aware of this?
Sure, we have a very active education and outreach program here for aquatic nuisance species in general. We use a bunch of different platforms like digital marketing, social media, print advertisement, television, radio, letting the word out about aquatic nuisance species. We also have inspectors at rampsides here in North Dakota. They're teaching boat anglers about the proper things they can do to make sure the boat's clean, drain, dry every time. They're also mitigating risk factors like vegetation, residual water, making sure that you have none of those before you're entering our waterways here in North Dakota.
What kind of testing or sampling are you doing from water bodies?
Sure, North Dakota Game and Fish Department, I guess we sample over 200 water bodies every year specifically for aquatic nuisance species. Some of these are aquatic vegetation. Specifically for zebra mussels, we sample about 150 different waters every year. We're using plankton tow nets, looking for zebra mussel veligers. It's a good early detection tool. We bring those back to the lab, and that might inform us if there's a potential zebra mussel population within that lake.
And North Dakota is pretty good, Ben. I mean, we're pretty good so far as having aquatic nuisance species in our water bodies.
Yep, besides common carp, which is well distributed throughout the state, every other aquatic nuisance species that we have is pretty limited in its range in the grand scheme of things here in North Dakota.
And we want to keep it that way. Explain this system behind me here.
This system is a CD3 waterless cleaning device here in North Dakota. It's one of many different prevention devices that we have on our landscape here in North Dakota. It's designed for boaters coming off some of the infested water bodies we have here in North Dakota to get their boat properly cleaned, drained, dry before leaving the boat access site. So it's got a wet dry vac, a weed grabbing tools, airbrush, and some other tools to help you get your boat spotless before you're leaving.
Ben, let's take a step back and go. Somebody runs into one of your crews at a boat ramp. Take a few minutes, maybe not even a few minutes, maybe 2 minutes, to visit with these people.
Yep, they can definitely inform you about aquatic nuisance species in general. They might even find some risk factors on your boat and help us mitigate those risk factors. They're out there removing any potential vegetation, water. Feel free to ask them questions about aquatic nuisance species. They're well trained, and we really look forward to seeing boaters out there this summer.
It's important all year long, not just during that 1 week.
Yep, aquatic nuisance species is a problem that persists all throughout the summer, the fall, and the springtime. So anglers, you know, water recreationists, pet owners, anything like that that uses our water bodies has to take the proper steps to prevent the spread of aquatic nuisance species.
Because we want these water bodies to be used in the future.
Yep, no, it's all about keeping, you know, the resource the same for you and the next generations of North Dakotans.
A lot of great information, Ben. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.